Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, December 18th, 2017. The authorities responsible for building the long-delayed BER airport communicated another opening date on Friday. The new target is October of 2020, almost 9 years later than initially planned. But the feasibility of this date has already been questioned by the Technical Inspection Association, TÜV. The independent service provider for inspections noted in a report from November that there are systematic faults with the fire safety installation. The costs for the airport skyrocketed from initially 2 billion euro to now 6.5 billion. And this is not the end of the line. More budget is needed until 2020, at least 360 million euro. How the additional money can be found is unclear. A new budgetary plan is supposed to be published in March. Berlin Briefing will keep you updated. 75,000 people, or almost every fifth resident of Pankow, have a recent migration history, and the number would be even higher if one counted in migration from Eastern Europe during the 19th century. Italians, Poles, and Americans are the biggest groups, followed by Syria, France, and Russia. In the 1980s, workers from Vietnam came to East Germany for temporary employment. Though they were supposed to be sent back after 4 years, many of them stayed after the fall of the wall. The Museum Pankow opened a special exhibition on migration last week to document recent history in the district. Young people with different backgrounds have been interviewed over the years, and their portraits can be seen in the museum. The exhibition lasts until March 18th, including 5 special events on Polish, Russian, and Vietnamese life in Pankow, as well as on young Europeans and refugees in the district. The dates for the events and more information can be found in our show notes. The Berliner Kältehilfe, or Cold Relief Organization, has 1,100 warm sleeping places available for this winter, 100 more than initially planned. According to Social Senator Elke Breitenbach, this was made possible by the cooperation of the different city districts. New spots were made available in a hangar of the former Tempelhof Airport and in a former refugee camp in Rattenhauerstraße. The Cold Relief has been offering warm spots for almost 30 years. They also have cold buses, vehicles that can pick up people in need, and for the first time this year, even a heated tent at Alexanderplatz. The Kältehilfe will provide services until the end of March of 2018. For next winter, the organization wants to organize more than 1,500 places, as recent developments show that the homeless population in Berlin is growing. The Christmas market at the Kulturbrauerei in Prenzlauer Berg had to be temporarily evacuated because of a suspicious object on Friday. It turned out to be just a backpack with a hard drive and some charging cables inside. The evacuation occurred at 9 p.m., and the market usually closes at 10. After the terror attack on a Christmas market last year, authorities are extra cautious this season. A game of hide-and-seek in Lichterfelde kept the fire department busy for several hours this weekend. A 9-year-old boy crawled into an open safe in the basement of his house. His little brother closed the door, and the safe locked itself. As the safe was not used by the parents, they did not know the combination. For 3 hours, rescuers talked to the boy and inserted oxygen through a crack. As it was not possible to find the right combination by trial and error, it was considered to open the safe forcefully. Luckily, parents were able to reach the grandfather on the telephone, who knew the right code. The child was freed unharmed. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.